booms this one. That takes the fair catch free kick out of play. And it's Ginn. Ginn to the 40. Still on his feet at the 50. And the Ravens have won it 34-31.
Paul, this offseason you left a winning Super Bowl team to come to a hungry young defense. Let's go inside and talk about your whole decision making of coming to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Cleveland Browns made it really easy. They had so many opportunities here for new coaches, new players, and just really changing the whole dynamic of this team. I wanted to be a part of that. You know, I wanted to be a part of an up-and-coming team and something where I can build and you know, have a growing experience and have more of a major role on the team. So for me, it's been a great move, and the transition's been smooth. It's been a great fit.
You're coming back home for the first time. You're going to be on the opposite side of the field. How different is that going to be for you?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot different, you know. But, man, it's just one of those things you gotta take it for what it is and then block out, you know, anything that's going to be a distraction. You know, I spent so much time here already, and, I mean, you know the hours we spend. We're here, you know, sun up to however late at night. So, you know, I've been here for a while. You know, I'm used to the guys. I feel like this is my home and my family now.
That defense that you were part of had the likes of Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, who were clearly the leaders on the team as well as the defense. But now you're here, and clearly you're a leader within that locker room on the defense and the team. How much have you embraced that role?
Yeah, that's what was important to me when I came here. Wanted to be able to, you know, bring a presence that people can look up to and you know, be a guy who, you know, can be relied on for that leadership role. And so, you know, it's kind of been there for me on and off through my whole life. And so now be able to make it more of a daily thing, it's been cool. It's been exciting.
That offense is led by quarterback Joe Flacco. You know him better than anybody in that locker room. You actually played against him every day in practice. Tell us about Joe Flacco. Yeah. How dangerous can he be?
Yeah. You know, I think what makes Joe dangerous is, you know, he's got a really powerful arm. So a lot of the throws he's making 40, 50, 60 yards, he can get it there real quick and you know, put it on a dime. I think his arm and his patience is one of the biggest things that he brings to the table.
Well, Paul, we talked a lot about football, and I know you guys are ready to go this weekend, but just tell us something about yourself outside of football. What does Paul Cougar like to do off the field?
God, depends on the situation. During the season, it's tough, you know. I like to read. I have a lot of interest in history and different things like that, but I breed dogs, so that's something I'm always checking up on. We got the Preston Mountain Kennels, so you know, I'm a big outdoors guy. You know, I came from Utah, so, you know, having a chance to grow up in that environment, you really, you know, grow to love nature. And so, you know, that's always been something I've taken with me.
Here's Tannehill, back to pass. Here's Kruger. He's got him, and he drags him down at the 16, their fourth sack.